WSHM 738.
Yep.
What's going on?
Well, if they drive to Mount Clemens with an HT, that puts them out of the Detroit area, so it shouldn't be effective here.
Well, the problem is you got multiple people doing it, John. Right? We know the ones we've caught, right? If I have to recite the list, I will. So, you know, there's more than one guy at any given point, right? It's the group of them. You know, Scott Hubble, he's been caught jamming. Alex Barr, definitely been caught jamming by, you know, multiple times. Most of you guys, multiple times by multiple people. Steve Horton, a bona fide ham operator, right? I mean, Eli Sample, not all that long ago, right? So, and all the people they're handing HTs to. Leonard, Rodney, David Elwart. The list goes on and on and on.
Yep, and they're trying to get you here, but they can't.
They can't. They just can't do it. But they're trying. This is not your casual QRMer. This is an asserted effort by the group I just specified by name.
Yep. And you can't put Eli in there with a bona fide ham. I mean, he's just a CB-er that happens to have a ham radio license.
I was talking about KBA-GFF, right? So that guy. So I'm video jamming. It's 5:15, 5:30 in the morning. So anyways, like I say, these guys take the chicken poop way out, right? You got a problem with somebody, go confront them. Be a man. Hiding behind your microphone jamming. You know, wow. Wow, they're really tough.
We used to call those microphone heroes or CB Rambo kind of thing, you know.
Well, you know, call it what it is, but like I said, there's only one reason they're doing it that way.
Well, anyway, I'm going to get out of here. I don't want to tear up this machine here. I mean, Dave didn't do anything, so what? To deserve this. Not that Sean did either, but, you know, or Fred, for that matter, to provide a service that other people can abuse.
Well, we're just trying to talk. And exposing who's doing it, who's been caught doing it, right? So they need to file a complaint with the FCC. The more, the merrier. Then they'll do something about it. All right. Catch you later. BRUZ 935 from WSHM 738.
All right, Paul. Catch up with you later. Have a good day. WRUZ 935.
WRVV 690. Okay, and good afternoon there to you, and good morning, all that other good stuff. I have a message from your sister, Tamika. Do you copy?
WSFA 972.
And 972, how do you copy my base? This is WRVV 690.
I copy you loud and clear. I'm on the Livernois in Broadstreet area. I was on the AT and it wasn't picking up. It wasn't hitting the repeater at all. So I'm in the mobile.
Okay, Jamaica said that she's not going to go out to Tijuana. And she'll contact me and to contact you back to let you know where she's going.
Copy that. You can relay it back to her. I'm already over here. So, yeah, you can relay that back to her for me.
Okay, stand by. I'm calling her back now.
972, stand by.
Let him go on and do what he gotta do and not.
I heard a little bit of that. I just realized that I was on Simplex trying to get out to you. How did you copy out?
Ronnie, be advised. She said, go ahead and do what you got to do at that location. And she got something to do at this time.
Yeah, I copy that. Okay. I am at the location, so, yeah. I'll try to get in contact with her a little later.
Okay. All right, I'll keep my radios on. I'll be leaving here around 1 o'clock, so I'll keep my radios on and be listening. WRVV 690 is clear.
Copy that, 690. I'll be listening. WSFA 972.
WSA. WSFA 972, listen.
WSKF 896, mobile.
WSUP570, looking for a signal report.
WRVV690. 972, WRVV690.
This is 972, go ahead, 690.
Is Trey near you at this time?
That's a negative. I just got in.
Copy that. Okay, then. Everything else went okay? You made your contact over there on the website?
Hey, firm. Everything went well.
Okay, I'll be clear listening. If not, I'll talk to you again. 972 WR-669-690. WRVV-690, clear.
Copy that, 690.
WSSA 972. Clear. Thanks, everybody.